out of
Blog Talk Radio.
everybody. Welcome to Disorderly Conduct, yet another edition. It's Monday night, January 24th, 2011. And here we are. Welcome, Iconoclast, Moxie, and Vince is Not Gay. And the several guest listeners that are tuned in early on here. Appreciate the love. If you'd like to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I am still recouping from that amazing broadcast earlier today by Goofy Bone. If you didn't tune in for that, do yourself a favor, folks. Go and dip into the archives and listen to Goofy Bone's show from tonight. Earlier tonight, it's quite a broadcast. Very impressed with that transmission that I caught earlier today. Goofy Bone really went all out on that. That was awesome. And, so here I am. I'm going to try to hook up my little headset deal. Before I do that, I want to pause and for station identification. We're going to pause for a brief 5 seconds here for our affiliates to identify themselves.
We're on the network.
And we're back. Vince of the Bay here taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Give me a call. I'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
The fuck was that all about? Sorry, folks. Shit just ended. My bad. Well, we're back. It's Vince in the Bay. I got Ken Moore here. Ken Moore, what'd it do?
Not much, bro. Come to get my mind off things.
Yeah. Good times, man. We'll help you with that here.
So don't be expecting traffic or to commercials.
Oh, no worries. Just as long as you can tell me when I'm Patriot Gregging, that's all that matters.
It works for me.
And speaking of Patriot Greg, wasn't that awesome earlier? Patriot Greg actually showed up in the Troll Wars. He has actually a pivotal role in the Troll Wars.
And then denied being a troll.
Yeah. See, that's how you know you're a real troll, is you don't even realize it.
He got actual voice time on the dub, so he is definitely a troll. I'm still up in the air. My name was only mentioned on there. My voice was on there.
Yeah, but that's just you're kind of like a Lando Calrissian. Like you're not really in the first episode, and you'll show up in the second episode. You'll have a small role at the end, and then in the third episode, you'll be like a major character.
And here I was thinking, you know, I was like Obi-Wan Kenobi, to where I walk up to you stormtroopers and say, I am not a troll, and wave my hand, and you guys just say, well, he's not a troll.
Jedi mind trick.
Yeah.
The troll mind trick. Right. Hey, let's give a big shout-out to the shitty chatters in the chat room. Rissy, Carmen, San Diego, Iconoclast, TX, Kenmore, Moxie, Natas, Hair, Sinful, Resentful, Natasha Resentful, Natasha Resentful, I'll get to call you Natasha. But for a second there, I just saw Natas, and I was thinking of Natas Kappas. Anyway, Space Poet, what up, dude? And Vince is not gay. Give me a call.
And, I'm on top.
8267667. Go ahead. What's that, Ken?
I'm on top of Moxie, but on the bottom of Iconoclast. Kinky?
Maybe. If I was gay. Which apparently I am.
Yeah, I heard
Hello?
It on Ghosts.
What was that?
I heard it on Ghost that you was a fruity fruitcake.
That's right, I'm a fruity fruit bowl. That Ghost, he's a hoot. Oh, that guy.
I want to have his babies.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. Natasha, Resentful. I did sound it out. It took me a while. Thank you, though. Allegedly, right. This is all, everything we're talking about tonight, folks, I have to preface, is hearsay, and should all be prefaced with allegedly. If I forget to do so, I'm prefacing now, everything is alleged. Everything that we accuse anybody of on the show is alleged. Three, four, seven, eight, two, six, seven, six, six, seven is the number if you want to join me here. We got plenty of room here in the switchboard arena. I'm glad that Moxie's hanging out. It was good to hear her on the program earlier. And Moxie, since you're listening, this is for you, honey.
Never lie, and if you're evil, I'll forgive you, bye-bye, girl.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay of the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Ken Morris here with me. Big ups to the chat room. Brissy. Brissy girl. Brissy's a girl, right? Or is Brissy a dude? Brissy. Doesn't matter. Brissy, I implore you, call in now. The number is 347-826-7667. We're waiting for you. Carmen San Diego says the ball is in your court. She wants to call in and say hey and chit-chat on the air, but apparently she's having a hard time talking, and she needs some help, and she thought you, Brissy, could take care of that for her by calling in. 347-826-7667. Let's chop it up about whatever's on your mind tonight. Moxie's saying, Vince, you need to call into the Big D. The Big D? You mean the Big Double D? Or who's the Big D? She's talking smack about me. What is she saying exactly? What is she allegedly referring to? And the Wags is on, so it's just full on fucking full throttle, full speed ahead attack mode for the Debbie Daly crew and the Bill Wagoner crew. suddenly the troll wars are just erupting everywhere. Debbie Daly's got her own trolls now that are non-existent, but still out there fighting the Bill Wagoner crew and the Skype assholes. And, oh, man, Goofy just broke it down today. It was awesome. I'm still pretty amped from Goofy's program, just the intro itself. Pretty epic. Pretty epic. Yep. So, anywho, I'd like to encourage all the ladies listening to take a moment and check in. Let's chit-chat, make sure everything's okay. Because I'm here, I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm in the Bay. And I'm not on the Yang. But I am willing to pay. So, get on the horn, ladies. And I'm looking at you too, Iconoclast. Although you called in last night, didn't you? Yeah, so you don't have to call it again. Natasha, why not call in, honey? Does Natasha have a show of her own? What do we have here? All right, nothing. I got nothing. Nothing. That's right, ladies, I'm not gay, and I will prove it to you on the air if you call in now. 347-826-7667.
Called her, honey.
I'm sorry, I missed that, Ken. What was that?
You didn't call her, honey. You called her, honey.
You're Patriot Gregging like hardcore on me. How about, am I Patriot Gregging?
No.
Good. All right. Well, speaking of Patriot Greg, once again, Patriot Greg had a huge role in this Troll Wars epic that Goofy did. And I encourage everybody to do their own personal Troll Wars. I'm interested to see how what people put together. Cowpoke seems pretty inspired. I wouldn't be surprised if he's next. I'm almost thinking about doing another one myself pretty quick here. You could seriously do like a Troll Wars update every week because so much shit happens over the course of 1 week. And if people don't pay attention to it, like Iconoclast, who's like around it but doesn't really feed off of it like we do, but maybe he's curious, like, what's the weekend wrap-up? Like, what did Debbie say about Bill this week? What did Bill say about Debbie this week? And what did Debbie say about the Jew? And what did the Jew say? You know what I mean?
Totally.
Sure.
Is that better?
What?
Am I better?
That last statement was
Patriot
Boy. Thanks, Chit Chatters, Brissy, Carmen, San Diego, Culture Beast, Iconoclast, TX, Kenmore, Moxie, Natasha, Resentful, oh my god, it's me, Sagittarian, Spacefoot, and Vince is not gay. Oh, my God, it's me. I apologize. Oh, my God, it's me. I apologize. Last night, you had some weird, funky connection going on, dude, and it was just dragging us all down. You were talking from a helicopter last night. It was weird. Anyways, I got Larry here. Larry, what's going on?
not a whole lot going on.
Of course not. Hey, Larry, guess who's in the chat room? It's your friend, your best friend in the whole wide world. I know you're busy doing your show, Larry, but Moxie's here.
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
That's what I'm saying, brother. She's here. All right. Apparently, I'm missing out on, like, all the action. Iconoclast asks in the chat room, did you hear Bill W. call into my show last night, Vince? Or were you already gone? I was already gone. I had fallen asleep by the computer. I was asleep in your chat, and I was asleep in real life. And what ended up happening is the next – oh, actually, you know, what ended up happening is in the middle of the night I hear – because I guess you look on the page or whatever, and when the show's over, it just keeps looping. And I woke up in the middle of the night to Iconoclast talking to Bill Wagoner, and I was just like – I thought it was a dream. I really did, because I was like, those people would never talk. Are you kidding me? I had this weird dream last night that Bill Wagoner called into Iconoclast TX's show. It's so random. But then I woke, and then I was just like, no, wait, that really happened, I think. And so I went and listened to the show, and sure enough, at the end of the show, Bill Wagoner calls in. It was pretty funny. That was great. Yeah, no, it was awesome. You had him on. Wags was cool, and you were cool, and I don't even remember what you guys talked about, but whatever. It is what it is. Taking calls, 347-826-7667. We have a call now from area code 704. 704, you're live on the air.
Hi, y'all. How are you doing tonight?
Doing so much better now that you're here, darling. What's who is this? Who am I speaking with?
I heard your call for the ladies. And
oh, yeah.
I was sitting here listening to your show, enjoying it, and I thought I might share something with you and your listeners.
Oh.
If I may.
Please do.
Well, you know, we're having some hard times right now in this economy. Like, everybody's probably pretty broke. You know, the American dream has come crumbling around everyone's ears. Well,
devastated.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty out there. Well, I found a little way to make some money on the side. It's totally legal. So, you know, there's a lot of websites out there where a lady can get on camera and share certain parts of herself with her viewers. Now, what I've been doing is squirt shows. But here's
A squirter.
Well, that's another story, but these kind of squirts, I've resorted to some special effects and a partner, my homeboy.
Oh.
We have a big syringe.
What's your homeboy's name? What's your homeboy's name? First of all, what's your name? What's your homeboy's name?
My name is Danielle. My homeboy's name is Rick.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, so get on cam, but he's right off camera, and he does my squirts for me. So we can get a big, juicy squirt right in the camera, and they go
nice.
Nuts for it. They love it.
Uh-huh.
They love it. Yeah. It's great. But, you know, and it's fun. I have a stage manager, special effects, and the cash is rolling in. So I just want to put that out there. That might not be everyone's thing.
Cool. Right.
You know.
Hey, you want to demonstrate for us right now? I mean, I could put on some music to get you in the mood. Here, let's go see what. Go ahead and demonstrate here for us.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
I'm off the clock now. I'm a civilian.
Oh, come on, baby. Let's just give the listeners a little something to, a little tease. Maybe they'll, a little tease, and then they'll really want to show up, you know what I'm saying?
No, I gotta keep it separate. I'm here on a total business tip, trying to help some people out, letting them know how they can keep their groceries.
Oh, yeah.
Come in, keep their lights on.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get your water shut off because you need to take showers and shit.
Sorry?
Anyway, I said don't get your water shut off because you need to take showers.
Oh, right on. Okay. Yeah. That's a good heads
anyway,
up.
Y'all,
appreciate that.
Y'all have a lovely evening. Think about what I said. Think there's ways to make your own way in the world. We don't got to rely on the state government, administration, Congress, all that shit. Peace out, lovers.
Wow, that was some heavy shit. All right, Moxie's here. What's up, Moxie?
What's up, bitches?
God, I missed you.
Oh, you all hate me.
I missed you too, Ken. But hey, look, Moxie's here.
Oh, he was talking to you. Damn. Well, look, the Stage Right Network is on right now. So.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
No wonder there's nobody in my chat listening. Except for the hardcore people for listening.
All right.
Especially Brissy Carmen, Culture, Icono, Ken, Moxie, OMG, Sagittarian, Spades is not gay.
Can I just give you the tip off of the century? You need to simulcast Debbie Daly right now. The wagon.
Why?
The wagon.
Why?
Is on. The wagon
Debbie
is
Daly
pulling
right now?
Her hard. It is so awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Oh God.
I'm like probably
all
like
right, fine, 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 fine. Hang on a second. Let me get some dialing music going here. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Let's go with Debbie Daly. Talk amongst yourselves.
I was just going to talk to Ken Moore about how I enjoy living underneath my freeway overpass or underpass. What is that anyway? In a box bearing his name. Ken Moore?
With your big, hairy feet.
Yes. My feet are very hairy.
Because you are a troll.
And I am a liar and a lawyer. But, hey, that's just
a
me.
Lying lawyer.
Go figure.
I know. And this music makes me feel kind of sexy. Like sexy time on Monday night with...
You feel like you're going to squirt?
Pins in the bag.
And need
all right,
special
okay.
effects.
Okay, he's on there right now. This is insanity.
Right.
What
Got
the
it?
Fuck is happening?
Okay, it's crazy. They were making nice a few seconds ago. Not making love. Making
oh, my.
Nice.
Yeah, they love each other. They're two peas in a pod.
Greasy gets it. Liar equals lawyer, one and the same. All right. I'm waiting for the simulcast.
Yeah, we're working on it. Relax. Debbie?
And you're going to miss all the good stuff.
Debbie?
Hurry
Debbie?
Up, Ric Flair, and simulcast.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, you people need to
Swarrow?
Relax.
Swarrow?
Okay. Debbie? Debbie?
Swarrow?
Hey, Moxie, how's that whole website you started up, the Debbie Daly crew.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that. I didn't even know I started that, but thanks for asking.
Hey, good job on that, by the way. I meant to tell
yeah,
you. Good job. That website
really
is
nice.
That is a
coping.
Kick-ass website.
Yeah,
that website you did is slick. It's
yeah.
really, it's amazing. I love the videos on there, and the chat room is amazing. And what else do you got on there at the DebbieDalyCrew.com? Tell us a little bit about all the features in this new DebbieDaly.com website. Or no, DebbieDalyCrew.com.
Yeah, I have no idea because I have nothing to do with it. My coding skills are far superior, but
Oh, she's being modest, folks. It's amazing. It's really interactive.
There's like nothing on
it's
there.
It's all done like Flash. There's Flash, yeah. And this thing is like, there's music playing, and it's crazy. It's nuts.
You know, I got this nasty email from her, the big D, the big double D.
Oh, you and the Jew. You and the Jew have been getting tons of stuff from her.
And she's, like, blaming that on me, and I'm thinking to myself, listen, I do know how to code, and if I coded something, it would be a lot
better. Oh, my God. I'm
better than that.
Forget that, dude. Stage Right has Gay Patriot live. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
This is a huge moment. This is the summit of all summits on BTR. Are you kidding me?
Why can't you get it? Why can't you get Debbie simulcasted? What's wrong with you?
Give me a second. My producers are part retarded. This is what happens. This is what happens. Moxie, you see me is we don't have the technology up to speed. You're too busy
oh,
with
I
your
know.
Debbie Daly.
Look at my technology over there. Yes. No, you know I have nothing to do with that. She's absolutely batshit crazy.
No, she's not.
No, I love Debbie Daly. Who said that? Was that a soundbite?
That was absolutely allegedly.
Allegedly? I've never said anything like that. And then we're the Jew. No, the Jew is over on the Daily Show.
Is he really? Is he really?
He has
Nobody's
been for a long time.
Dude, meanwhile, there's three people in the Stage Right chat room. Literally, three people. And you want to know who the three people are? Oh, I'm sorry. It's down to two. There's only two in there now. It's guest number 26997 and Vince is not gay.
Yeah, but that's because he's over at Ustream, and that is not has nothing to do with his penis.
Oh, that's right. They're all over on Ustream. Oh, my bad. All eight of them are on Ustream instead of on Blog Talk Radio now.
Is that Ustream or Ustream?
Stream
for Ustream.
No.
Wow, that's going to be a great episode.
Where did Iconoclast go when I need him? No.
Where'd he go? Is he around?
He's here. He's
listening. Tell him to call in. He loves you. He'll call in.
He's all sleepy. No, he doesn't love me. He got pissed off when my cat was shitting all over the house. He left my show. It was disgusting. And I was dealing with a heartbreak at the same time. I'm still dealing with heartbreak, but... It's okay because Crazy Rambo is on, and I have that in one ear, and I have the Vince is Gay show in my other ear.
How is the pussy?
Yeah, she's all right. It's not great. It's not an ideal situation. But we're not going to talk about that because Iconoclast will leave, and we can't afford that.
Oh, did you hear his major announcement he made last night on his show? He kind of teased us here. He pinched our nipples and twisted them and made me stay up to listen to his major announcement.
Uh-oh. No, he said he wasn't mad at you. Is that you, Ken Moore? Did you let him down in the clothes washing or the dishwashing arena? Or is he mad at the shit? I think that's at me. I don't know. The cat is okay. Now, Ken Moore, continue on. Sorry.
Last night,
if you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time.
Oh, my God.
And the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue.
Ten minutes later.
These people might be serious.
We're on a network.
And I think what we should do is that's where the line is drawn. We need to have rules. Rule number one, you do not touch a family, okay? I've had that happen. Number two, when you make a death threat in this day and age, when you make a death threat, it will be turned over to the authorities. And the FBI officer
McKee
here.
It will be.
Yeah, we're not talking about you, Nature, but Officer McKee told me we only respond to death threats. If it's name calling or spamming or ramming or plan whatever, don't call us. If it's a death threat, we will come. Because if
And one last thing on that is that they listen. They listen to these things that we say.
If I show up dead and it is on the record that I called them and said I was getting death threats and they didn't act, that's really bad. So don't threaten. I'm not talking to you specifically, but people. And I got one today, and you know who you are, okay? Don't threaten me, okay?
Yeah. That's for everybody, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting on the network. I mean, we're simulcasting the network right now. For those of you just joining us, we are simulcasting the network.
Very peaceful.
We return now to the network, where we have a historic conversation going down between Debbie Gary and Bill Wagner.
Always,
return to that right now.
You know, having to fight at other people or whatever, like we have all done, me included. And I do think that by
once again, you're listening to Bill Wagoner.
It's a very good
the Dench Daily chat room.
There's a market for it, and
right now
I think that more people live really do
via the Daily Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. Or if they're not religious at all.
Yeah, this is Bill Wagoner speaking.
People need
now
to hear these things.
On the Debbie Daly Radio
coming
Network.
From the heart.
You know what helps me, Bill, is when you go on your show, Angel. Don't
Man.
Be so quick to start saying,
and now
zero,
here's
zero,
Debbie
zero.
Daly
on
responding
here
to Bill Wagoner
on
the Debbie
you,
Daly Network. Once again, folks, we are simulcasting
you,
live.
Maybe for like the first hour,
the network.
You do nothing but talk. And just talk. That's what we want. We don't come on there to hear, you know, Saul or whoever. We're there to hear Bill. And whether it's you talking about your son, talking about when you were a child, talking about the war in Afghanistan, whatever, that's
right,
what they're here for. When Saul did a show, nobody
Debbie?
Came.
Debbie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
Debbie?
Using him as an example.
Debbie?
That, you know, and so
we're on the
that's
network,
one
Debbie.
Just piece of advice I could give you is don't pile up those people on you because they're going, yeah, Bill, what about this and what about that? You know, and that's one thing I had to stop. I mentioned that the first time I show. I said, guys, I love you, but I cannot.
I love you, Van.
Come on,
guys.
Just sit there on the show with me.
I love you too, Debbie. I want to make love to you.
It's all a big ploy to get everybody pissed off at each other.
Oh, yeah.
The Wagner, it's on the thing. You know, one thing about him is he's
the
comical.
Wagon.
He goes overboard, but he's comical. I mean, he does have that radio voice of comedy.
I'm
but,
all about the Wagon.
You know, I don't know. One angry Jew, he seems to be a very intelligent guy.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
So it's him. You know, but I don't, you know, the thing is...
Yeah, the Wag, stepping to the plate for Vince to the Bay and the One Angry Jew.
It's kind of weird.
How do you like that, kiddos?
It's kind of weird to me. It just makes sense. I mean, why am I talking about somebody on another show? I mean,
what
that's
the Bay?
You know,
exactly.
Exactly.
You're all
I can understand. I don't know where he came from. He's not even in the family. I don't know what's going on with that guy. So I just had to release it. I just, whatever.
I am a big fan of the Stage Right Network.
Very intelligent. And
very
he has
hey, should we go? Should we go?
But,
hey, meanwhile,
you know,
this Steve Wright show.
Either,
hey, we're
going to
go over there next.
But,
don't worry. We'll hang out here a little bit
just
longer.
We get the hate out of that guy. What a great addition to our lives he could be. You know.
Oh, also, Ben's in the Bay.
He's a great voice. Great radio voice. Good to see you. To me,
Bell.
I think I have done an interview.
Bell.
Where, I don't know how. I just seem to recall that voice. I've done thousands of interviews.
The Wagon.
He needs to be a guy that I have talked to at least two or three times.
Hey, Bell.
Right now.
Hey, Bell.
You're right, we are.
Restaurant somewhere.
Hey, Bell. Bell.
Because I'm willing to forgive and forget, but I just
for the
you know
right
I cannot
or
rehabilitate.
Oh yeah,
he,
yeah. Except for when
I
you come on my show as
you know,
Corey
or whatever, because
and
I,
the guy
I can't.
It,
I just wish
sold
would check
one of my guests calling them
and, you know, come back.
Fag or a homo, whatever the hell
you are. You can't, you know, one thing I've learned in life is that.
All right.
No,
you better just get
you
can't.
You know, they are who they are. They have to decide for themselves what they're going to do with their own lives. And that's just the way it's going to be. Just the way it is. Life's a pain in the butt. And then we die. And that's the way it is. And there's a lot of things happening.
I die. What? Die? Vince in the bye? In the bye?
I think
it's
a little bit about how I pass.
Bell?
Hi,
Bell.
Things that have happened to me and it changed my point of view. For example, like your friend Jay. Now, I do not at all hold a grudge on him for what he is. I do not care if he is persuasion he is. I do not. Does it not bother me?
All right,
that's enough of that nonsense.
Used to. I was one of those guys that used to believe that.
I'm missing the Bay. I'm going to take a break and be right back.
Whatever they are.
Stick
yeah,
around.
I have more lifestyle. I would be very angry with those
people.
Now, since I've had my experience, despite their people dislike me, we've all had our dreams. Things happen. Nice, cool, whatever. Depends on what they are.
Madness,
Thanks a lot
for a fabulous Tuesday morning. Right back at you. I do. I like that. I like it, but I like it with the aside of coleslaw, and I want to make sure that they trim the fat and on rye. And since we're keeping kosher notes, Shabara Bashish Shaharazad, is that? Love my Hebrew brother. That's it. We're out of here. Good night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow night for another edition of Late Night Conservative Talk right here on the Internet. The Stage Fright Show, and we've got plenty to talk about. So please tell us when you're here and you don't miss it. But if you do, download the podcast. What's the matter with you? All right. Now, thank you, Meredith Bates, for fabulous job. And thank you again.
Come on, New York.
That interview, make sure you listen to the
podcast. Put it out there, come on.
In this hour, around the corner, stay here for the after show. It'll begin in just a couple minutes. I'm Larry O'Connor. You've been listening to the Stage Fright Show. Good night, everybody.
Tried to go on a pit to catch the end of Gay Patriot on Stage Right, but he, right as I was coming out of the music, he was ending his show.
Yeah, but he said that he was exiting Stage Left or something. I don't know.
What an idiot.
I have no idea. But there would be more conservative talk radio tomorrow night, which makes my heart...
Where?
Oh, well, I don't know. Wherever. And so...
You should have been more specific.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
It's not. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Oh, I know. Well, you don't understand, dude. These things are supposed to be... like
wait a
Calpo
minute.
Due to do one next. What?
Wait, okay. I want to hear about this. Ken Moore, what's going on? There's a change in the troll rule? What?
Yeah,
a reversal?
The tides have changed. Yeah, the tides have changed. Goofy was supposed to be getting Debbie's panties, and it sounds like Bill's moving in to get Debbie's panties.
That's right.
I told you they've been making nice all night. She was like, hey, I am totally on your side. Bill. Hi, Bill.
That's right. You heard it. You heard it correct. They have joined forces. Debbie Daly and Bill Wagoner are going to be combined to be the ultimate. It's like Ghostbusters with one's the gatekeeper, one's the keymaster.
What about this guy?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah, too bad Swaro's on the line with Debbie, because then he could be on with you, Vince and the Bye. And Nature Boy. Oh, you're so cute, Nature Boy. Victor don't even mind me saying that.
Oh, wait, Wags is doing his own show now.
American Dad.
How about we call?
Let's call in. I'm going to call right now. Victor? Victor, call. Call Bill. Call Bill. All right. We'll put him on the network.
Speaking of trolls and liars.
We're on the network.
Yes, Ken. What's that?
He's not even a Jew, man.
Debbie?
Sam.
Debbie?
Sam.
Debbie, are we on the network?
Sam.
I don't think this line is secured, Debbie.
Bob?
Been listening, Debbie.
Man, we're on the network.
Where, Debbie? Debbie, they're everywhere.
Man.
It is a speaker.
Vince in the bye, 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 bye.
Debbie? Oh, my God.
And a liar.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jude, stop it. I can't help it if she sounds like Nell. It's not my fault.
Quickly, Ken Moore. Order me a pizza. Ow.
No, I'm not angering the Jew. Get it.
The tides have turned.
Bill Wagner.
I want
his
pepperoni on that.
For the
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was hot. I came.
I needed a few more minutes and a little harder and faster.
Well, the stage right
show. I'm a troll and a liar.
Oh, shit.
Here.
Well, where's the Jew then? You know, he hates me, so he should just call in so I can hang up, right?
No.
No, he should. He really should.
It's
Swarrow. Swarrow, you know how my heart is beautiful. Come on, Swarrow. Call in, baby. Oh, I love the Vince and the Bay show. I don't know where the hell Vince is, but this is disorderly conduct. Obviously.
Totally disorderly right now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if anyone can hear me or not, but you can, obviously.
I can't hear you. Moxie, I can't hear you. Can you talk, please?
I think she muted herself.
All right. Everybody shut up. Pretend like you're doing something, all right? Everybody look busy. Oh, fuck. Switchboard's going nuts.
I'm
I think
totally
he might
busy
be here
right now. I'm so busy right now.
I hate BTR. I hate BTR. I hate BTR. I hate BTR. All right.
Oh, it's great. It's wonderful.
Oh, okay. My switchboard is going to cooperate here in about 10 seconds. I can just feel it. All right.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
All right, kids. Hey, kids, guess what? It's Jew time.
You
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. Dreidel,
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of hay.
All right, so, hey, Jew, what it do, man?
Well, currently, all hell is breaking loose all over PTR.
Oy vey!
It has been...
Give us an update, bro. Give us an update.
Oh, I don't really have an update. I sort of tuned into the Bill Wagner on Debbie Daly show.
Yeah, we heard that,
ending.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, we heard that, too.
Well, I would have to talk to Bill.
That was pretty epic. I thought they were going to make out. I thought they were going to start making out. I was waiting for him to do phone sex.
I don't know what's going on. I think it's
I think Goofy's going to have to wait for those panties.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. How did Goofy's show end?
The same way it started.
Well, he had it better. Well, he played it the third time?
It didn't play well the third time.
Well, the second time, I almost fell asleep. It was good, but the second time, I almost fell asleep. And then I went and had an argument with Sarge, which was quite refreshing. I needed that. And then...
Yeah, what are those assholes up to? That Lee and Sarge, those characters, what are they doing?
What they normally do.
What about Corey? How's Corey doing?
Corey was there. Corey was baiting the black woman, calling her a racist most of the time.
Oh, of course. Hey, can I ask you a question, Jew?
All right.
So, you don't like my voice.
Have I said that?
Many times.
Have I said
many
that?
Times.
Have I said that lately?
Yes.
No, I have not.
You have.
No,
yes.
I have not. I just said that you sound like Nell.
Well, listen, then tell Debbie to get a different voice because I am simply imitating her accent. Okay?
She is not doing Nell. You're doing Nell.
You do a worse Nell than I do.
I don't try to do
it. Come on, let's do a Nell off. Let's do it right now. Right now, Jew. Come on.
I don't want to do a Nell off.
Come on. We're doing a Nell off. All right? I'll start it out. Okay, I'll say one word, then you have to repeat it.
The Nell off is on, folks.
Okay, here we go. Jew.
Wait, I'm sorry. With this music in the background, is...
No, that we need that. That's important.
We do?
Yes.
Setting the mood.
I mean, this is like Leisure Suit Larry.
Yes, it is.
You know, I'm strolling through the bar on my way to see a hooker while going to whatever. It's Leisure Suit Larry.
Who played Nell? Who played Nell in the movie?
I don't even know.
Jodie Foster.
Oh, jeez, the lesbian. Oh, and look at the Jew making fun.
Oh, man, I would love to nail her. That'd
really?
Be lovely. Oh, yeah, she's lovely.
But is she a gold star lesbian?
It's kind of plain.
And is Iconoclast a gold star?
She's kind of plain?
Jodie Foster is, yeah. Like, if I had to nail a lesbian, I would...
Listen,
I've had
three girlfriends that were bisexual, so...
Okay, well, you obviously know better than I do, but I'm just saying I would go more for, like, Portia de Rossi than Jodie Foster.
And I encouraged my last one's bisexuality.
Okay, well, that's good for you, and maybe your appearance, you know, might have also encouraged it. I'm just saying.
That's right, folks. It's Learn About One Angry Jew's Sex Life here on Vincent Bay.
So, but anyway, Iconoclast, I've seen photos of Icono, and
yeah.
He is a gold, he is absolutely gold star gay. Like, I am number four on his list.
What does that mean?
Gold star means that you've never been with the other opposite sex.
No, it does not. It means
yes, it does, too. Ask Icono.
Oh, shut up. Well, that's not what it means to me. I think
well, what
he
does
is,
it mean to you?
What it means to me is I would take him if he changed teams.
So what is that? Okay, so what is that saying?
I don't know. Icono is just saying yup in the chat. Okay, so I'm wrong. But to me, when I say gold star...
Oh, my God. A woman admitted that she was wrong?
Yes, I do it all the time.
Holy hell.
You're wrong all the time? You're wrong all the time, or you admit it all the time?
No, I admit it when I'm wrong.
I see.
To me, gold star gay or gold star lesbian, yes, and Icono is just, yes. I am just saying. Who's tapping on their mic with their dick? That's gross.
No, hold on a second. Let's see if... Let's see if Ken can guess what the sound is. So, see if you can guess the sound, Ken.
pounding your PUD?
No. All right, I'll give you another hint. You ready? Here it comes.
Well, you're pulling back the cocking device on a semi-automatic. You're pulling back the receiver.
No. I was seating the bullets in my clip.
All right, well, listen. I mean, that's not the point. I
it's not a clip. It's actually a magazine. A clip.
I know. I always call it a clip, though.
Yeah, well, it
There's
depends on what kind of gun it is, right?
The M1A1 uses a clip.
And a magazine.
Is using a Glock.
Well, a magazine is what you read, but...
So, how do you know? No. So, anyway, Iconoclast, I just apologized to him and said...
You almost called him a her.
No, because Natasha...
Yes, you did. You almost called him a her.
I did, because Natasha then...
What's
Natasha,
going on here?
Natasha resentful said, so do I.
Do you feel that he's feminine?
I don't, actually. I think he's hot, and I'd
why did
him.
You... Then, well, but why did you make the mistake and almost call him a her?
Because Natasha... I'm looking at the chat room, Jew.
Yes, and?
And Natasha popped up and said something, and I was, like, looking at Natasha... And I said she, and then I was like, no. And then I saw Iconos saying, thank you. Yeah. Like,
oh, I see. All right.
Well, come on.
All right.
Look, I do not claim to be.
All right. Yeah.
Just, you know, just
all
cool
right,
it with
all
me,
right.
All right? You want me to start the One Angry Jew crew?
All right.
I think I'm more open than what you are.
Oh, I think
Debbie
you sure.
Is. So she's been sending me these crazy ass emails about.
Wait a minute. Read the emails, because I've been getting crazy emails.
All right, let me see if I can pull one up. I think I should be able to.
Here, I'll do a reading of what I'm getting.
Oh,
a dramatic reading. Stand by.
Yeah, where's Vince with the music?
The dramatic reading.
I have one.
I'd rather not have the music.
Okay.
What do you want?
I'm going to do, but this is very brief. I have one of my crazy Debbie Daly crew emails to do a dramatic reading. I need just some
Go
sort of background
it.
Kind of.
Yeah, the floor is yours. Go for it.
Okay. Debbie Daly has sent you a message. Moxie. It was brought to my attention that you are currently in the process of building up and heading up something called the Debbie Daly Crew. I was even directed to your site that shows the scripting and the coding. I am going to be making the proper authorities aware of this. You have 24 hours to cease and desist this site. Love, Debbie.
All
right. Is that background music on the lowest setting?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Can we go here anymore?
Can I get something softer?
How about some... Ethel Merman for you.
How's
to
that?
Do a dramatic reading.
I need to
How
hear
about,
the rest.
Wait, I'm trying to burp, but I can't. So.
Oh, you're one of those that can't burp. Yeah, right. Okay.
No, I can, but not on demand. I was
Why are you laughing?
Because
you
I like to laugh.
You think
There's
it's funny
wrong
to,
with that?
You think it's funny to burp, don't you?
I do, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You walk around to pull my finger.
What?
You walk around to pull my finger thing.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Pull my finger. You don't.
Oh no, I don't. No, I don't think. I don't, like farts. I don't think are funny, but burps are.
Farts are not funny, but burps are. I have news for you. Farts.
When was the last time you queefed?
Farts are always funnier.
It's
than
been
burps.
A few years. It's been a few years. Yeah.
Enough of this.
So at least three. At least three, four, maybe 14 years. I don't know. I'm not sure I ever have. So.
Frightening. listener, and I will read my Debbie Daly.
Well, I don't have sex. What do you guys expect? Jeez. So you're Debbie Daly, Dramat. Here, let me just... should I do some...
Debbie?
Diane?
Debbie?
Oro?
Debbie?
Oro?
Debbie, is that you?
Oh, my God. Vince in the back. This is so cute. Vince in the back. He thinks he can hear us. We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Is he ever going to do this or what?
Do what?
I don't know. I mean, the one angry-eyed Jew. Like, is he going to do his dramatic reading or not? I did mine.
On the 22nd.
Okay, here we go.
She sent me at 2:50 p.m. Good morning, Mr. Bennett. How's moxicode.net? Hey, 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 hey. www.debbiedailycrew.co.cc /tinymc. Sorry, who gives a shit? What's wrong? Evil got your tongue? Good always wins over evil. Read your Bible, you fat fuck. Now you can honestly say what you said about me. Oh, and by the way, when a cat bites someone that's petting it, it is a show of affection. Also, fuck you, you waste of oxygen. Ta-ta, Mr. Bennett. You fucking hack. And then...
Wow, that was pretty fucking amazing. I think she's in love with you, Jew. And if that doesn't work, Debbie, call me. I'm available, honey. Ha, ha, ha.
protected by a place the world has never touched. Isolated by a language no one else can speak. Awaits a mystery called Now.
Never encountered any of the images of the modern world. Never seen a car, a television, a gun, a Hershey bar.
For a man of medicine, she's a discovery he must protect.
It's like there's no one else in the world. She doesn't need anybody.
For a woman of science, she's a challenge to be studied.
She's been completely isolated. A blood test will pick up childhood disease.
You said she can talk.
Yeah, but it's some kind of language of her own.
She talks to me.
I didn't ask for that. She did.
If she's ever going to leave that cabin, she's going to need skills she doesn't presently possess.
How do you know she wants to leave the cabin?
You want to have her grow up in a lab?
One day soon, some hiker or fisherman is going to come walking out of those woods with a story about a wild woman.
Once word gets out, we might as well start selling tickets.
So what do we do, huh? Build a wall around the woods?
It's time to show her the big bad world and see how she handles it.
Understand her world, but she helped them discover how to understand theirs. Two-time Academy Award winner, Jodie Foster. The star of Schindler's List, Liam Neeson. And Natasha Richardson. In a Michael Apted film about the power of innocence and a mystery called Nell.
Vine.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, well, we know that.
Hello?
Vin?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Okay. Could you just indicate yes or no if you would like for me and Ken Moore to take over?
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Penis!
Hello?
Enough
penis! Of the
theater talk. Okay, so you are listening to Disorderly Conduct with Vince.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Yeah, they are. They definitely are, Lair. Listen, this is Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay, along with Ken Moore, who washes your dishes and clothes, keeps your food at the proper temperature, all sorts of wonderful things. And we are here at your disposal tonight. I don't know if Ken Moore, do you do disposal?
Yes, we make a line of disposal.
We're on the network.
Oh, we're on the network. That's so awesome. All right, I don't know what's going on with our host, Vince, but we are here.
Debbie?
Vance?
Debbie?
Vance?
Are we on the network?
We're on the network.
I don't think this line is safe at all.
I'm sure it's not safe.
It's not
Bill
secure.
Bill Wagner was on there. Come on now.
It's not secure. We got to go.
Dude.
Stay here, Debbie.
All right. See you later.
We're on the network.
Oh, shit.
Vic, Vic, would you get the network started?
You know what kills me about that is that she can't even do her own accent properly.
Well, she's doing...
She's doing what?
She's doing you not doing her accent properly.
Okay. That's fine, but I do a better job of imitating her accent than she does imitating her own accent. I mean, come on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network. Which one is the real Debbie?
The American Bass, here with you on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network.
Debbie Daly Badass Network. Come on now.
Yeah.
Which one's the real Debbie?
This is what I think of your goddamn network, Debbie. You people are nuts. Give me a break.
this is one for your dad. Yes, it is. And I was like,
a goddamn head gasket, and before I start throwing this damn desk chair outside my office window here to start causing a ruckus, I'm going to get the hell off of here, because I cannot believe that this country is what I spent 5 years screaming, hooping, and hollering about on this broadcast when nobody gives two rat's asses. And then, yesterday I got some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince at the Bay calling me up saying that I'm not a patriot and that I'm some disgrace or something, because I'm encouraging those that are listening into the Capitalist Radio Show to go out and invest in emerging markets because this market is about to implode. This is why I'm saying, folks, if you're going to take anything away from my show and my commentary, remember this: these people are idiots. All right, they're all idiots, and you're only going to have people in your inner circle for as long as they're loyal. Without loyalty, it's nothing. There's nothing.
It's time to work. Everybody, throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gat wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sentence spent. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kind of black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything.
Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
shit, we're live. Hello? What the hell's going on? What the hell happened? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yourself?
I'm good. Okay, good. I'm going to the phone lines now. I have a call on the 251. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Oh, God.
Hey. This is Cletus.
Cletus, what's up, bro?
Y'all giving intuitive advice tonight.
All right, let's do it, Cletus.
What's up, Roscoe?
What's going on? Ain't a whole lot, just rain. Hey, I got to ask some financial advice. My financial advisor, Ghostbusters Incorporated. I got a bucket full of change. And I asked him what to do with it, and he says, carry it down to these parking meters and, you know, put it in that, and I'll get a payout. What do you think?
Well, which financial – we're all intuitive, by the way. Which intuitive financial advisor are you asking this question of?
Ghostbusters Incorporated.
Well, we don't have Ghostbusters on here.
I know. He's the one that told me. I'm asking y'all, what do you think? Think I ought to go with it or what?
Yeah, no, I would say I give a firm no.
Firm no. Okay.
Have you looked through the coinage?
Yeah.
You can stick Canadian coins in there, right? I mean.
Do you got any coinage beyond 1972?
I don't know. I got a whole bucket, probably.
Like nickels and dimes, because they're actually worth
nickels,
more than their face
quarters,
value.
Silver dollars, all that. Yeah.
Anything before 1972, nickels, dimes, quarters, is worth more than a face value.
Was it silver?
Is that?
Yes.
Was it silver?
Yes,
dirty,
sir.
Dirty silver.
Yes.
I'll check it out. You know, I don't. Well, I'm saying I don't really think so because this is past.
See what
a
you could do,
years.
Cletus.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to the riverboat?
Where's that at?
It's my house, Cletus. My house.
No, there's a riverboat, and what you do is you get on a riverboat. You give me all your money, I kick you in the nuts, and we call it even.
That's my house. Why are you saying no, Ken?
Yeah.
How do you live on a houseboat?
Dude.
No, I don't live in a houseboat.
No, Miss Moxie.
Wow. Yes, I live in, yes, of course I do.
What river you live on?
Hey, baby. Cletus.
Hey.
Cletus.
What's going on?
Cletus. Hi, Jim Bob.
Where you been the last few days or whatever?
Five
or
six or, yeah, long time, huh?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah,
baby.
Southern accent. Yeah, baby. It's been a long time. Yeah, Cletus, you need to take your money, and this is just from my heart, okay? Intuitive. Gotta take it out of the dirty silver. Ignore Ken Moore and go with the stainless silver, all right? That's all I'm saying, all right? That's it, baby, all right? You're done. You're out.
Right. Good advice. Good advice.
Then you're supposed to put it in a bag, get naked, run out on your front lawn, and cluck like a chicken while swinging the bag over your head.
Is that you, Ken Moore?
Yes, ma'am.
We're on the network. We're on the network. Ken, I am totally against dirty silver, all right? And I know you're kind of for it. I am for stainless, all right? Now, can you give me, and this caller, what's your name?
That's Roscoe.
Oh, Cletus. Yeah, or Jim Bob. I remember Jim Bob. All right, Cletus, Jim Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. It changes by the week. He's like Bill Wagner.
He's listening. He's taking his answer offline.
He's like Ghost. He's like Cow Pote or Dr. Pote, as Moxie likes to call him. So, anyway, Cletus, Ghost, Dr. Pote, all these different, you know, whoever he is, he needs to find it inside himself, right? He needs to figure out who he is and just be that person. Now, Vince in the Bay, is that you? I feel intuitively in my heart you're back.
Yeah, I'm here, Debbie. What's going on?
All right, babe. I was just covering for you because I felt in my heart of hearts, which, you know, I walk on water, all right? Don't tell nobody, right? Only Oreo knows. But, yeah.
And Vic, right?
Victor, yeah. Yeah. So you're back. It's your show. I was just trying to keep things humming as a matter of speaking.
I'd love to get a hummer.
Yeah, well, I
you,
was just as a matter of speaking, Vance. All right.
Would that be an H2 or an H1?
Well, that's none of your business, babe.
An H3.
All right, sweetheart. I'm just gonna sign out here. All right. Now, Vince, I'm signing out. All right.
Well, there she goes, Debbie Daly. So good to have her on the program here. Amazing.
You know, I actually felt some of the stuff she was saying in my heart. It was amazing.
Mhm. Yeah, she's intuitive.
I was.
She works. She operates on an intuitive level.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, Cletus, are you still there? Because you have your host back.
I think he's gone. Let me double check, but I think he dropped off. He was very happy that you called in, though, by the way. You could tell.
Yeah.
I could hear it in his voice.
Cletus was very happy. That's nice. I'm glad I do that for somebody.
So did you notice that trailer that I played? Now that I played it, the Jew's gone now, but did you notice that trailer?
You mean Cletus's trailer?
No, this trailer here.
Whose trailer? Bill Wagner's?
Corey's? Debbie's? Iconoclast?
Oh, Icono doesn't live in a trailer.
Protected by a place the world has never touched. Isolated by a language no one else can speak. Awaits a mystery. Called now.
Never encountered any of the images of the modern world. Never seen a car, a television, a gun, a Hershey bar.
For a man of medicine, she's a discovery he must protect.
It's like there's no one else in the world. She doesn't need anybody.
For a woman of science, she's a challenge to be studied.
She
She's been completely isolated. A blood test will pick up childhood disease.
You said she can talk.
Yeah, but it's some kind of language of her own.
She talks to me.
I didn't ask for that. She did.
If she's ever going to leave that cabin, she's going to need skills she doesn't presently possess.
How do you know she wants to leave the cabin? You want to have her grow up in a lab?
One day soon, some hiker or fisherman is going to come walking out of those woods with a story about a wild woman.
Once word gets out, we might as well start selling tickets.
So what do we do, huh? Build a wall around the woods?
It's time to show her the big bad world and see how she handles it.
Her world, but she helped them discover how to understand theirs. Two-time Academy Award winner, Jodie Foster. The star of Schindler's List, Liam Neeson. And Natasha Richardson. In a Michael Apted film about the power of innocence and a mystery called Nell.
Gay. Is that Vince from the Bay? And so now your Vince is not gay because everybody thinks that because you're from the Bay you're gay? I don't know. What's that about, Vince?
Oh man. I hope well, yeah. I don't know. I was gonna say, well, it's a shame if he's not happy. So I assume that
I'm pretty sure
that
he's talking about the other gay.
Man, that's sad, man. It don't even matter, man.
Saying that he's not. I don't think
Really don't, player. If they was tripping off you being from the Bay, making speculation, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure it probably matters to him if he's not gay and he's trying to get the ladies and people be thinking he's gay. That's not good.
Right.
But if you know, if you're gay, be gay. But you're not gay,
yeah.
And that's why you're saying you're not gay. So yeah you don't want to be thought of as gay if you're not gay, because that kind of messes up your game a little bit.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There is, in the guest room, I have Vince is not gay and Vince in the Bay. So it's not the same Vince. I don't know what's going on in the guest room, but we got two Vinces. Oh, Oh, no, that's the
CS. He don't know if he want to be here or not. He's trying to figure it out right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Vince, you better say something. Which are you both?
Hey,
he's saying,
Vince,
hey, guys. Okay, so Vince is not gay. It's not Vince in the Bay.
They both next to each other, though. Something might happen.
Mm.
Something might transpire.
I don't know.
We're on the network.
Right, that was just for you, Melinda. We knew you were coming. We got the track all ready for you. Thanks for joining me. And thank you, everybody, who stuck it out here. Blue Goose, Kenmore, Melinda, Moxie, Pegasus, Vince is not gay. And
Vince,
thank you.
Vince is not gay.
No, I'm not.
Mm-mm.
Unless you ask Ghost.
Right, that's totally different.
Then it's like, don't ask, don't tell.
So Melinda said that she is going to call in. So I think the overtime
Call in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Call overtime. In. We'll extend. We'll go into overtime if you call in right now, Melinda. 347-826-7667. We got about 20 seconds left. If you call in now, you can do it. Come on, Melinda. You know you want to.
Melinda.
For everybody else.
I know your voice, Melinda, babe.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Vince in the Bay, signing off. Check me out again tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio for Disorderly Conduct with me, Vince in the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay. All right. Later.